Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today's program could have begun with this lead. They left out the liver, but it really ought to open with the Montgomery County 4-H Junior Chef Team is this year's state champion, earning that honor in finals at the state fair. Volunteer team coach Lietta Greer says the kids started developing a recipe last November.
They tried a recipe with chicken, several with beef, and decided to do this, what they called the Farmer's Choice Dirty Rice. Granted, dirty rice is usually done with liver instead of beef, but kids aren't going to eat liver, so they decided to go with the ground beef.
The contest is part of the Kentucky Proud Farm to Schools effort to encourage schools to buy local and serve more nutritious dishes. Greer says their recipe is loaded with locally grown
ground beef, fresh garlic, onion, carrots, red bell pepper, sweet banana peppers, yellow squash, zucchini, honey.
Add locally grown basil, parsley, and oregano, and they used 12 local items. The team members tried out the recipe early on at a local elementary school.
And the vegetables show up. You've got red and yellow and green and orange all in there. And they encouraged them to try it, and once they could get them to try it, 98% of them really liked it.
Good decision to leave out the liver. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Lietta Greer says the Montgomery County 4-H Junior Chef Team is made up of some very dedicated young women.
Hayden Holly, Joy Podorogetska, Gabby Hovatter, and Mackenzie Green.
Since last November, the kids practiced at least once a week.
Sometimes 2 to 3 times a week after school. We always have after-school practices, so these girls have worked really, really hard.
The team members learned how to make dirty rice, but a whole lot more.
Gosh, responsibility, teamwork, communication, knife skills, kitchen safety, sanitation. I could just go on and on with the things that it teaches them.
She thanked 4-H agent Charles Comer for his support and Sullivan University for its program contributions and says local school's food service director Julie Metcalf will soon put their winning dish on the cafeteria menu. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.